Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Larez Casanova from the Utah Master Naturalist Program at Utah State University Extension. I can still remember the colorful advertisements for sea monkeys in the back of comic books that I read as a child. For just $1.75, I could have a bowl full of happiness. It wasn't until I visited Great Salt Lake 30 years later that I realized what sea monkeys really were. They certainly weren't tiny web-footed humans, and they definitely didn't have little crown-like antennae. But it was exciting to think that we have an enormous sea monkey aquarium right here in Utah. Sea monkeys are actually brine shrimp of the genus Artemia, and Great Salt Lake is full of the species Artemia franciscana. These tiny crustaceans, along with the brine fly's aquatic larvae, are the foundation of the Great Salt Lake ecosystem. Millions of birds visit Great Salt Lake each year to feed on brine shrimp during migration or while nesting. Not much can live in Great Salt Lake with its salt concentrations as high as 25%, but by adapting to these conditions, brine shrimp avoid many predators and have little competition for the abundant algae and bacteria that grow there. Beginning in late winter or early spring, as the water temperature increases and there's an influx of fresh water to the lake, brine shrimp hatch from cysts, which are hard-shelled, dormant eggs. The brine shrimp larva, also called anopheles, survives on a yolk sac for the first 12 hours, but then feeds on algae as it grows into an adult. Some species of Artemia have only females, but the Great Salt Lake population has both males and females. The male can be distinguished by his grasper antennae, which almost looks like a giant handlebar mustache, and the female can often be seen with two small, orange or pink, egg sacs at the base of her tail. When conditions in the lake are good, such as with high oxygen and relatively low salt concentrations, female brine shrimp will give birth to live nauplii. But if salt concentrations increase due to drought in summer, or when water temperature drops in late fall, females switch to making more cysts to ensure the survival of future generations. As winter passes and spring starts to make an appearance, the life cycle of the brine shrimp starts all over again. To learn more about the brine shrimp, be sure to visit the Great Salt Lake Institute's website at greatsaltlakeinstitute.org. I encourage you to visit Antelope Island State Park, where you can catch brine shrimp from the marina on the north end of the island. All you need is a bucket and a little sense of adventure.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.